we need to get all our agencies and organisations cooperating together. And particularly we need to, you know, bring the message home to people that are out on the roads for to drive safely and for not to drive under the influence of drugs or alcohol. And, you know, the one death this weekend is one too many. Now, it's, I suppose, an improvement in a sense from many other bank holiday weekends where we've seen multiple people being killed on our roads. But still, that's a family out there that's facing a terrible tragedy this weekend and a community that's torn apart by a young person and having lost their lives. And we don't want to see any more of that. And all of this is avoidable. You know, there's nothing inevitable that people will be killed on the roads. We can create a situation where we can have, you know, safe roads for people to use and to drive on. A lot of it is around enforcement, and the Gardaí need to be more active in enforcing all of this. And I said it before that we need more Gardaí checkpoints, we need more Gardaí out there monitoring traffic, monitoring our roads to keep our roads safer. But it's particularly a deterrent to people who would drink and drive, who would act dangerously or erratically or recklessly while using the road and speed to, you know, excessive situations, particularly on our small country roads where an awful lot of these tragedies happen and are not able to take the kind of speeds that people are doing on them. And, you know, we see it all the time, and what we need to get the message home is that people are going to behave like that they're going to be caught. That's the first thing. But we also need to ensure that we have safer roads for people to drive on, and there's road works needed to be done on many of our roads.
The RSA say that they're particularly targeting young drivers. Is this a tactic that you'd be in favour of?
Well, I think the statistics show that more young drivers are involved in collisions than others. And I absolutely understand that, and I understand when they say targeting, I think what they mean is that they're trying to get the message more to young drivers for to drive more safely. And I think there's possibly, I spoke to the Driving Instructors Association around this, that there's work to be done there and looking at how drivers are trained and on the number of lessons they're doing and how that's working out, and possibly to have additional lessons in place after they get their first year's driving to ensure that any bad habits they have are corrected. And we need to look at all of that again, because while there may be additional costs involved and, you know, inconvenience for people, if it saves lives, we need to look at all of these things to come up with solutions. But certainly, we all recognise that, you know, younger drivers, unfortunately, are among many of those that lose their lives on the road, including this weekend.